Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See the 79 team here, celebrating and honored and everything like that? Does that have to catch up with some of the guys?
I think it'll be great. Yeah, fantastic. When we first brought the attention, you know, the initial planning last season, such a cool time to remember and to honor. And the fact that there'll be so many of the men here today, a large contingency has showed up. So, yeah, it'll be really good. A lot of them I've played against. It. A lot of them are still pulling for us, so it will be good to catch up and say hello.
Which one of those guys you played against do you remember most?
Oh, geez. Most? I don't know about most. I think Tecovy's significant in the fact that even later on in our careers, Dan Quisenberry and Tecovy got together. And it was actually when Quiz was going through his retransformation of what kind of pitcher he wanted to be, and a sidearm pitcher, submarine pitcher. And the fact that Teak reached out and spent the time with him, because I do think it helped ignite Quisenberry's career. It took him from being another reliever to an elite reliever, closer. He would be one that would jump to mind. I did ask if Garner was here today, just because I've always had a professional respect for Phil, on the way he played the game, the way he managed the game, his involvement in the game. So I'm looking forward to seeing him as well. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them, but those two probably were the guys that I asked about. I knew Tecovy would be here, but the connection with Quisenberry has always been special for me, and then Garner was, for whatever reason, looking forward to seeing him.
Connection with this town and that team is a special one. How much are you hoping that that atmosphere just makes for an inspiring team?
You know, it's not going to matter how much I hope. It's either going to happen or it's not. I believe it's going to happen. The ticket sales were supposed to be good. There's supposed to be a good amount of people. I think they're going to embrace them. It's been too long since we've had a championship, 40 years. But to honor these guys in a proper way, in a professional way, and you know, what's going to be cool for them, which I won't be a part of, is the interactions they're going to have while they're here. And I got to believe that'll be very, very meaningful, because they're looking at each other through different eyes now, 40 years removed, and a lot's gone on, I'm sure, a lot of different ways. But I'm sure there'll be a mutual connection that they'll all be able to kind of go back in a time machine and look at each other, and there'll probably be some stories shared again and some special moments shared again that I'm sure will add a lot of quality to the day's events for them in particular.
Does that happen in spring training with some of those guys that come down as instructors? Do you get to hear a lot of good stories?
We do, absolutely. It's one of the byproducts of having them down in the locker room talk and the time they spend and some of the give and take with some of the guys. Verdon and Sanguian have a very special relationship over the years. It was always interesting to hear them in the morning. But yeah, all the stories that come from, whether it be from Moreno, whether it be from Candelaria, whether they're Blast, they've all got, and certain areas you can ask them about, and they all can take you to their own personal experiences, which are all very unique. So it's one of my favorite times of spring is to go back in their archives and ask them questions about how things were done or how they did things or what were the experience like.
Do you recall watching that 79 World Series?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, it was right in the wheelhouse when I was playing. So, yeah, it's one of those times you play that team in spring training. And, you know, you play a lot of teams in spring training. Then you see the team you played in spring training and what you were watching on the field then and what it transformed into, what it became. And the electricity in which they took with them throughout the season, I was gravitated. The uniforms gravitated me as much as anything. They were the willingness and the creativity they had to go out and wear what they wore and be proud of it and represent the city and do the things the way they did them. As I said, it was a special time. It was a special team. And it was one that I paid attention to throughout the series. And yeah, I was actually, I was in the American League at the time. However, I was kind of rooting for the, I was definitely rooting for the guys from Pittsburgh to do something special.
Has the game changed that much, Clint?
Well, it's a wide open question. In some areas, there's been vast changes. In some areas, it's still a game that can be represented by the community part of the game, the scoreboard. So some things are valued different now. We rate things. We measure things some differently. Everything new is not better. Not everything. There's a lot of newness that has improved some areas of the game. I'm still looking forward to what the game presents, because I do believe the game settles itself over time. The game demands things over time, execution. And there's always that challenge of getting involved to make it better. Sometimes the enemy of good is great. Sometimes good's good, and you let it go, and then it becomes great. So I think we're going through a transfusion right now, trying to figure out what's best for the people watching the game and what's best for the game and how we evaluate the game. So it's in a state of flux right now for me in some certain areas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.